Now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
The cool night air was the perfect time for a nice dip in the newly installed hot tub at the Joneses. Amy giggled excitedly as she imagined herself and her boyfriend doing all sorts of naughty things in it. Tonight was the night they christened the hot tub, or so Amy thought. "Amy, what a pleasant surprise," Mrs. Jones called out from the backyard. Amy instantly turned her head, looking like she had been caught robbing someone. Her eyes met a smiling Mrs. Jones, who was waving at her from the hot tub. Amy laughed nervously, wondering whether or not her boyfriend's mother had found out what her son and his girlfriend were up to. "Hi, Mrs. Jones. I was just wondering if Owen was in." Mrs. Jones furrowed her brow. Her red lipstick popped out in the dim lighting. "I'm afraid Owen just left to go to a friend's place." "Well, that was unexpected. I guess I'll come back next time, then." Amy was about to leave when Mrs. Jones called her back. "How about you join me in the hot tub?" Mrs. Jones invited. "The more the merrier." "Oh, I..." Amy was about to decline when she thought, why not? She had been anticipating today for a long time, only to find out her boyfriend ran off to have fun on his own. She had already come all this way. Might as well enjoy it. "I would love to." "Oh, I forgot. You probably don't have a swimsuit. Let me get you one." Mrs. Jones got up. The water fell off her black one-piece swimsuit, but she might as well have been wearing nothing at all. The swimsuit was kept together by thin strings over her shoulders. A huge gap was in the middle so that Amy could see everything but her nipples. The swimsuit exposed the belly button, but covered the most important area down below. Amy's heartbeat sped up as she watched the nice MILF body in front of her.
No, it's fine,"
she said after a while of admiration. She quickly unbuttoned her shirt and took off her skirt to reveal the orange bikini top and bottom. She had come prepared to have a good time today. Mrs. Jones laughed as Amy practically jumped into the water. "I see someone was looking forward to this hot tub as much as I was. Thinking of having some fun with Owen tonight?" Amy pursed her lips and nodded. "How honest," Mrs. Jones purred. "You just turned 21, right?" She was still standing in the hot tub, so her curves were on display for Amy. Her breasts flopped from side to side as she walked towards Amy. When she bent down, her face was ever so close to Amy's own that Amy could feel the mother's soapy scent in her nostrils. Mrs. Jones reached out an arm as she kept her eyes locked on Amy. "Honest girls deserve a reward." Her arm arched back as she handed Amy a glass of cocktail. Amy absent-mindedly took a drink, but her eyes were unable to stray from the sexy woman in front of her. She let out a breath that she had subconsciously held in. For a second, she thought Mrs. Jones was about to kiss her. The foolish thought had her gulping down her drink in one swallow. She already had a boyfriend. She could not be having such thoughts, especially about her boyfriend's mother. "My, someone can drink. Your face is a bit red. Are you all right?" Mrs. Jones came closer to feel Amy's forehead, but Amy could feel more than the cool hand on her heated skin. The large breasts that were barely covered were on top of Amy's own orange bikini top. They pressed themselves to her, and then backed off only to press themselves to her again. Amy was now just an open-mouthed guppy. Her eyes could only see the beautiful face of Mrs. Jones, as her body was massaged by the big boobs. She had already been horny when she had left the house, but now she was positively wet down there, and it was not just from the water. "Amy?" a breathy voice called out.
"I'm fine,"
Amy answered in a squeaky voice. Mrs. Jones darted out her tongue to moisten her red lipstick. Amy's mouth and tongue were dry, so she could not help but think how refreshing that pink tongue would be in her mouth.
I see, Mrs. Jones said.
She backed off a bit, but her arms were still around Amy's shoulder. This allowed Amy to feel two small bumps on her skin. Amy sucked in a breath.
Don't look down, don't look down, don't look down.
But those buds were right there. Amy nonchalantly tilted her eyes downward and thanked God she did. Her eyes went wide as the two thin straps of the swimsuit were cast to the side to let Amy get a full view of the glorious breasts that belonged to Mrs. Jones. Nipples and all, Mrs. Jones noticed the strange expression on Amy and trailed Amy's gaze. She sighed as she saw her exposed nipples. I really can't believe I bought this swimsuit. It doesn't cover anything at all. Mrs. Jones tweaked one of her knotty nipples, as if scolding it for its cheekiness. They just always come out whenever they feel like it.
Mrs. Jones, I...
Amy started, but her words caught in her throat.
Yes, Amy?
Mrs. Jones asked, encouraging Amy to finish her sentence.
I would like to...
Amy started, then stopped again, beads of sweat on her scalp as she fought with herself.
I would like to help you with that, Amy finished.
She held a trembling hand between the strap and the breast. In the end, Amy grabbed Mrs. Jones by the back of the head as she kissed her red lipstick away while her hand squeezed one of the breasts.
Yes, Amy,
Mrs. Jones moaned. Thank you.